Investigators are searching the rubble of a South Charlotte home today as they try to learn what caused an explosion yesterday that killed one person and seriously hurt another. WFAE's David Borex has this report.
The Ballantyne Country Club neighborhood is quiet apart from the sound of an occasional power tool or a fire truck backing up. Yellow police tape blocks James Jack Lane and nearby yards as neighbors wander by to see the debris. Jeff Miller was pressure washing his house about 400 yards away across a golf course fairway.
It rattled the house, rattled me. I turn around and I see a massive cloud of smoke rising up. And so I just dropped what I was doing, took off, ran across the fairway towards the house, see if I can render assistance or help at all. A couple of the neighbors ran over there too. Once we reached the house and saw the devastation, we knew what the capability we had would be very little, if any, to help out.
Even with the right equipment, it took rescuers a while to pull out the injured man, Jibran Karam. And it was almost 7 hours before they found the body of 58-year-old Rania Karam. Fire officials say they were the only people in the home. Meanwhile, neighbors are speculating about what caused the explosion. Here's Kristen Miller.
We would like to know what happened. Of course, we're patient and willing to wait because that's what we have to do. But I think a lot of people are concerned that there may be something coming into the neighborhood that might be dangerous with gas. And just would like to know that the other surrounding homes are safe.
The Karam's home and others in the neighborhood have gas lines, including gas heating systems. Piedmont Natural Gas says it's cooperating in the investigation, but that technicians have found no leaks in gas lines in the area. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.